News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, recently on News Talk Breakfast, we did discuss potholes and the road state in Cork, but it seems to be a nationwide problem. And Henry McKean took a journey around rural Meath with local councillor Gillian Toole, and he sent us this report on a very bumpy road.
So we're here in rural Meath, and we're talking about potholes. There's a very large one just here, and then just over here there's another three or four. And Ireland seems to have a major pothole problem, and we're not getting on top of it.
There are a lot of residents on back roads around the area known as Kilbride. Areas at the front of their houses has been ploughed out of it, gouged out of it. I'm Gillian Toole. I'm an independent councillor for Ratoath Municipal District that covers the area
Had a pothole there.
The area between Ratoath, Dunchoclan, Kilmessan, Dunsany, Dunboyne, Cluny, etc. All of that area, population of approximately 33,000 people. Massive growth in population as...
Oh, there's another pothole. Sorry to interrupt.
It's a bit like a patchwork quilt here at the minute. This is actually a cul-de-sac with 20 plus houses on it. All of the residents who would have paid contributions towards the public road network, it is a public road but it's a cul-de-sac, that's a grey area. The council, following diktat to the best of my knowledge from the Department of Transport,
I have to give you warning as you tell me your story.
Thanks, Henry. So the Department of Transport does not fund or encourage local authorities to fill potholes on cul-de-sacs.
Another one.
Despite them being public roads. So they want the local authority through local improvement schemes, they want residents to contribute again on top of the levies.
Big pothole, big one.
That they've paid towards another bear and gone in my car.
This road is replicated up and down the country, not just here in County Meath.
There's plenty of funding for national roads, regional roads, but they have to increase the funding specifically for the local road network, for the local improvement schemes and the community involvement schemes, to the point that the residents do not or should not be expected to contribute to those schemes.
I'm here chatting to Anthony Wall here. Where are we exactly?
Ballyhack.
For you, the potholes and rural Ireland, how do we get on top of them?
With great difficulty. You could do with a helicopter.
When utility companies, they get a licence from local authorities to open the roads, to make connections, to put in pipes, etc. But there's a window. They're not obliged. The repairs have to be made within 2 years. The crew are doing their best, they're making their repairs, but it's a repetitive...
So there's lots of them, and we can hear them too.
We've a cycle lane that ends nowhere. Look at this, we've a patchwork quilt again of sections that have been resurfaced. God forbid somebody goes out of control, hits a pedestrian or a child on a bike. We have the striations of new asphalt. We've got the old water where the new water pipe has been put in. We are in line for a complete resurfacing of the main street, but that's been delayed because the council put in for urban regeneration funding for this entire junction here, and also tied in with the courthouse rejuvenation project. So Meath County Council hosts the Agency for Age Friendly Ireland for the entire 31 local authorities. We don't have a very efficient public transport system, so our older people are reliant on their own private cars. So the Ratoath Pedestrian and Cycle Network, we're doing a walkability study on Monday the 22nd of April. We have a cross-section of the population going to be meeting in the community centre, walking in both directions to do an assessment of our footpaths, our crossings, the lunar landscape in the centre of Ratoath. So all of that's 11 a.m. Monday the 22nd of April.
You've been around a long time. Can I ask you your age?
87.
Do you think the potholes are worse than perhaps the 60s, or did we always have
Worse than the 40s or 50s, because there was certain people designated to do a job and they were conscious of doing it and they got it done with no fuss, a horse and cart. and low wages.
And why is it now such a big problem nationwide in rural areas? Potholes everywhere. Getting to your house, we were bounced all over the place.
Passing the buck. Nobody is responsible. We pay our household tax. We pay our car tax to drive on the road. But there's better conditions in third world countries.
And that was 87-year-old Anthony Wall there in rural Meath with Henry McKean. And do let us know, how bad are the potholes in your area? And has anything been done about it?
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.